about your bed.
Good morning, good morning.
Don't be asleep, she.
Good morning, good morning.
Hello, everybody. I'm Art.
Hi, this is Connie, and this is the Get Up Team podcast with Art and Connie. And how's it going, Art?
It's going. I was just talking to somebody that drives me freaking crazy. You probably don't even know her. She, if you did know her, you would know how much crazy she was driving me. How are you doing, Connie? How are you?
I'm just working on the house. I'm always working on the house. It's like a perpetual, ever ongoing thing. It's like working on the house. You get a house and you're like, oh, is it broken pipes in the wall? Fix that. Broken pipes under the ground. Fix. Oh. So anyways, the whole house is like the exterior of the house. It's like holes, trenches everywhere. There's a pit. It's up in the car. Like, it's like,
yes, we have your ditches on deck, Connie. Yeah, we have them on deck, y'all. She can't be talking about this because you have to come and see us on Friday. She'll talk shit about her house all on a Friday and bore you with the details.
I know.
What her house is doing. I don't want her to fall into a ditch. That's the only thing.
Oh, yeah. I could end up in a ditch.
Yeah. I have to check on you for that. But check us up on Friday. She'll give you updates on her house and her fish. It's a good time. So every Friday, 7:30 a.m.
on our
early morning.
Instagram live show.
What is it? Say it again, Connie.
7:30 a.m. time on Fridays. It's our Instagram live show. So check us out on Instagram, 7:30 a.m. Pacific time.
Yes. Lee Regis said, don't talk over you this year. So I'm trying to say, my bad. What did you say? That was excellent information. Thank you for giving that to the listeners, Connie. But now, Connie, now that we have gotten that out of the way, let's talk to them about what we're going to talk to them about today, Connie.
Well, today's topic.
I'm not going to keep doing that.
What?
I'm not going to keep doing that, Connie. I'm not going to keep saying your name at the end of every sentence, Connie. That just is absurd, Connie.
I'm calling you Arthur.
Don't do it. Oh, she's never to say that name. I can't believe you said that name. This is ridiculous. And I will say Constance.
You have to edit that out. Oh. You can call me Constance.
I call you Constanza. I've had it engraved.
You can call me.
I call you Stanza. I call you Sue. I call you all kinds of other shit too. I don't got to get into that here.
Well, I'm not listening. Calls me all kind of things.
I have them all documented on my audio recordings. I will share them with you one day.
You can listen to Art's like morning show.
They're called diatribes about Connie. And I have them documented. But for today, we're going to try to be helpful. So what are we talking about?
We're going to talk about the 7 tips for a successful business partnership.
Success.
So here's like when you start a business, it's kind of like forming a marriage, right? Or it's a long-term relationship. Uh-huh. And I think sometimes people go, oh yeah, here's an idea, let's just work on it. And then you don't realize like, okay, well, what happens if you disagree? Or this is going to be a long-term thing. Just like our podcast, right? Like we were like, oh, that'd be cool if we start doing a podcast. But then now, if it's successful, we're going to be doing this for years. We're going to be seeing each other every day, talking every day, and like working things out. So this is just
all part of the plan.
Thinking, I mean, I think this all started because Art was like, well, we should talk about how to end a business partnership.
Absolutely.
And I was like, well, are you trying to get rid of me already?
I said an answer. I'm not going to say it here.
But it is a good idea to talk about, like, if something happens, what happens, like, because things happen in businesses and relationships where people have different goals or something comes up in their life and they just can't keep working on a business or, you know, who knows what, you know, or, you know, someone gets ill or something and they just aren't able to continue. And so it's good to have a plan on what to do if some unforeseen thing comes up. And it doesn't have to be that you're not getting along or you want to break up the partnership, but it could just be other factors in life that require someone's attention to be someplace else, or that they just aren't in a situation where they can physically or mentally keep going on in the business. And they need to either take a break, or they're just not, you know, someone's ill, or they have to take care of a parent or a partner that's ill, or child or something. So it's good to just know, like, okay, in these situations, this is what we're going to do.
This is so, just talking about starting off the right way, just how to start off in a successful way.
Yep. And just realize, like, if this is successful, you're going to be working with this person for a long time. And I guess that is the goal. And I think sometimes when we get into it, we don't think, I've done other projects with people, and, you know, projects could take years. And, you know, I think to go into it with this mentality, like, this project could take years to get off the ground or to work on and whatever. And sometimes people think, oh, we're just going to work on it, but they don't realize, like, oh, this could be a large part of my life, and they're not prepared for that. And so I think it's good to kind of go in thinking like you're going to be successful, right? And if you are successful, this is going to be an ongoing long-term endeavor and a long-term relationship with the people that you're working with, your partners or your project people. And so, so this is that we thought, okay, well, let's talk about how to make it successful so that the business is successful, your business partnership is successful, and your relationships are successful with the people that you're working with. So here we go. Tip number one, it says, start by creating a shared vision and mission. So just if you're going to start out with a project or a business, to kind of sit down and talk about, you know, do you have the same vision for things? Are you agreeing on the mission of the business or the project or whatever you're working on? And I guess, you know, right away, if you're not able to agree on what your mission is or the vision of the company, like one person thinks, oh, it's going to be short term in this way and we're going to sell off right away. And the other person's like, no, this is my dream thing. I want to be with this till the ride or die to the end. Like, you're kind of not aligned initially, but maybe it's like, okay, one person says, okay, I want this. And the other person says, well, I just want to be in it for a year. And then I want you to buy me out, or I want to take off and I'll just help you set it up. And then I want equity, and then I'm going to go do something else. So you could kind of like talk through those things right away. So you set the groundwork, so there's no confusion a year from when you start, where one person's like, okay, I'm done. I'm put in a year. I'm out. The other person's like, what are you talking about? This is like, we need to keep going. You know, right? Where the other person's like, yeah, if you know, like, hey, you're just here to help set things up, then you're going to move on. Then everyone has the same expectations. Nobody's upset.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and there's a whole point where you got to have the expectations set from the very beginning. And that's the, like, you assume that everybody wants to start I want to smoke weed and I want to sell weed business. You know, you had a passion for weed since college. You had a passion for weed. And you're like, how can I turn that into a business? And you get with the homies and you're like, let me turn it. It's just like, what I'm saying is, you don't want to have somebody that wants to sell sex toys coming into your weed business, right? So the first thing you got to do is make sure everybody's on the same page. All those sex toys and weed are both good things. We have to be, everybody that's in the room needs to be on the selling of the weed or the selling of the sex toys. You just can't just mash those together, although they have tried, you know. But I would say this, if everybody wants to sell weed but only one person wants to do it from a brick and mortar and the other ones want to just do it online, and you got to get all of that stuff on the table. Even though everybody wants to sell weed, it's the how we, does everybody want to sell it the same way? Does everybody here want to grow the business into this empire that branches off into different things? Or like you said, is there one of these people that says, look, I want a quick flip? Is there, where's everybody's head, for the long haul or the quick flip? What do you want to do? And that vision moment, that mission and vision statement moment, is going to tell you a lot about the integrity and the life expediency of your business partners that you're choosing to put your dreams and your money and time into. I mean, to get that out of the way at the very front is super important, because if you get down there and the guy's coming with his check and he says, I thought we were doing sex toys, you're like, no, get out of here. or I thought this was going to be done in 3 years. It's like, no, get out of here. You know, you get everything out of the way and just the core people have the same mind, same vision, same place they're trying to go, right?
Yeah. And then even if it's not the same, how does it work for everyone, right? Yeah. Because at the end of the day, you still want to start this with your friend, but they're like, hey, I'm in it for a year and then I'm out. And you're like, okay, that's cool. Got you in it for a year. This is what you're going to get for your year. This is what you're going to put in. And then you could take off. And then it's like no hard feelings because you both know, like, there's a specific time, specific actions, and then they're going to be out. And then, like, you already know. But then it's kind of cool because you get to start it with your friend. But then when they have to leave, nobody's hurt because you already, like, defined, like, okay, you're going to be in it for a year. We're going to set it up. Then you're out. And then sometimes that's people's strengths, right? Because sometimes people are like, gung-ho in the beginning, they have a lot of energy, they bring a lot, and then but they can't, they're not like long term, so like they bring that setup and then they are out, and so maybe it's like their strength too, so you're just like, okay, that's cool. So just setting
clear vision, creating a shared
clear mission. You guys are all on the same page, and I think that's right what you were saying, like if you have the same mission and the same vision, you're not over here building the weed business and they're building the sex toy business.
Even though it can be better than the rabbit. Business.
Yeah, you're not building two businesses, it's one.
It's like, you telling me you built a better toy? Better than the rabbit? And then you're like, but we selling weed. Oh, never mind. You just changed my mind. I'm coming into the sex toy business. So you're right, the dialogue is important. If it creates dialogue, then you're going to get to the greatest set of minds to start your vision off on the right foot. What's next?
The next thing is make sure each partner's needs and expectations are addressed.
That sounds like a relationship to me.
Like, sounds like a marriage. One person's expecting that they're gonna like be in it for a year or they're gonna make money within a year, and the other person's like, no, I got a 5-year vision. Like, at least getting that aligned, right? And then also understanding people's motivations for setting up a business. Because one person might say, well, I want this because I want to be independent. I want it to be, easy on my time. I'm starting this because, you know, I want to have control because I got all these other things going on and I just want to put in this amount of time. And the other person's like, no, I want to take this to a corporate level. I want to be bought out. And the other person's like, no, I'm doing this because I want to be the independent, you know, like, salesperson, and I want the company to be like a small homegrown business. And the other person's thinking, no, we're going to sell out to some big company in like 3 years. Then you're kind of, the expectations aren't aligned. So if you could talk about that up front and say, oh, okay, what are you thinking? This is going to be a small business that like mom and pop, and we get to come in, we get to control everything, or we're like building this to be bought out at some point, because then, you know, the actions are different, your vision is different, and expectations are different. So
yeah, there's a thing about shit happensville, where, you know, I think this one, on this point that you're making, I'm looking at it with you, and I saw that there's a story here of Gabe and Rosa, and it says Gabe and Rosa had a wholesale distributorship that was limping along. Then Gabe became ill and couldn't work for several months. In the interim, Rosa had to carry the entire business alone. While she was able to do so, when Gabe came back, he didn't have the energy or motivation to pick up his role again. Rosa wasn't prepared to carry it alone long term. Until they sat down together to discuss expectations, each was feeling let down, and soon the bad feelings took over. Isn't that an interesting scenario where it's not even like shit? It was like a shit happens moment. This dude got sick. You stepped up, but you really didn't sign on to do the stuff that Gabe was supposed to do. Rosa was like, Gabe, that's your shit. So when you get back here, I expect you to pick that up. But his illness made him be like, I don't want that stress. I can't do it like I used to do it. You look like you've done a good job since I've been away. I want you to continue to hold that down, and I'll do what I can over here. She's like, that's not the deal. That wasn't my expectation. My expectation was for you to come back.
Yeah, and that's just talking through things. But also it's like expectations overall. Because even if he hadn't gotten sick, what were their expectations? What was he responsible for? What was she responsible for? Who was picking up the slack if someone did get sick, you know? So then what happened? So, so I think just setting the expectations and the needs, and it's also understanding, like, just like, oh, okay, so wait, both of us, maybe one person isn't working and the other person has a job. Like, how does that work together? Or, you know, like, hey, maybe one person's thinking, oh, I want to do this for now. So it's a stepping stone for something else, but it's not like my full time, like my, and the other person might have different expectations. So yeah, it's just setting up what you expect from your partner and clarifying that. So like, everybody knows what the other person's doing and what each person expects.
My reasons for doing things are so bizarre. It seems I have worked out so far. So far, so good. But my motivations are very specific. Girl, it's so I'm in this for a whole other reason, but let's go. I agree right, with you, Tony.
You're the main buddy.
Look, I know. Look, one way or another, that's happening. Trust me.
All right.
I'm on your page. I'm on your page. I got your vision. I got your vision right here. Right. Not that way. I mean, yeah. I got your vision in here, but upon, I got you right here. Oh, I got you. Don't you worry. Y'all don't be listening. This part is the part that's like, we got gut on this whole planet Earth, and we got through 50 episodes, and we got through a year. We've gone through some shit, y'all. And then and had the pandemic and all that. You better believe we're in this to win this. So we ain't having that problem. I got other problems, but not that one.
Tip number three.
Tip number three. I said tip number three. Sound like a time to get move on. You're right.
Identify and utilize the strengths of each partner. And I think that's why it's kind of interesting. And I think this kind of is important too, because like when you have partners, you want people that have other skills that you don't have. Yes. I mean, I think that's a good thing. It's like, because if both people are doing the same thing, that could be an issue because there could be a struggle. But also if you have the same skill sets, then there's other stuff that needs to get done and no one's doing it.
100%.
So it's kind of cool and useful when they're, everybody has different skill sets, but really it is also identifying that, because sometimes, you know, you go through and you're like, don't, like, it's nice to be able to identify it for yourself and for your partner to like identify like what your skills are, so you can see how like your puzzle pieces that fit together.
Absolutely. That's how it keeps sounding like a relationship and a marriage, and those are the things that make a great relationship and marriage work, or the same thing that work in a business. That's why it's hard to intertwine the two, folks. It's very difficult. If you want to be successful, you better be on point with each other, because if that marriage and the business are intertwined, you got a whole thing going on. But there's just, you got to know who you're dealing with. That's what it is. And identify it and utilizing strengths mean you can let the other person go do what they do, because you don't fuck with it. You don't deal with that part. I don't even know how to do it like she do it. You don't know how to do it like he do it, like how I do it. Like, that's his lane. I'm happy to let him have it, because I got enough shit on my plate. I'm happy to let her have it. I got enough shit on my plate. So those strengths are like a huge load off when you're doing a business. It's like, that's something I don't have to worry about. It's a beautiful thing, you know? If you both are doing the same thing, then like you said, you guys are just going to be butting heads when you have to hire the other person to do what you guys don't do. that's going to be another
stress. But it's good to identify your strengths and the things that like you enjoy doing as well, because like sometimes if, I mean, obviously there's always things that have to get done, but if you know who has the stronger ability to do one thing or the other, then you can kind of just do what you said. Let the other person handle that. You just agree, okay, you're handling that, I'm handling that. We get our stuff done.
But then it's about equality. The goofy partnership moments are when it's like, you say, I did all of this and you didn't even do this. Whose shoulders was that on? You didn't even have anything to do with it. You can't use it as ammo down
there. No, you can't do that later, because it is a partnership, and it's like everybody's doing, you can't do, I mean, I guess you could do everything for yourself, but
that's, it's almost hard. Impossible.
Like, so yeah, when you have partners and people have different responsibilities, they have different skill sets and they have different responsibilities.
But that doesn't make the other thing weaker or the other thing stronger.
No,
it's got to be respected on even playing field.
Yeah, you have to value and respect the things that the other person is bringing to the table, because sometimes they're bringing things that you just don't have, even if it's just relationships or sales skills or presentation skills, and you're bringing this other side. I mean,
like, don't say that your sweat equity over here outweighs my Rolodex. Like, my Rolodex is powerful. Like, the fact that I didn't have to sit there and create fonts and do edits and do this or that, But my Rolodex brought a lot of people to our plate that are helping us be more out there and be more connected to things. So the Rolodex and the skill sets you have in video production editing are equally valuable within the business. And don't ever try and say, well, I'm the one that's here all night editing and doing all this other stuff, and all you got to do is look in your phone and find somebody. It's like, well, it sucks to be you, I guess, but we're working together.
Like building a Rolodex and building your reputation over the years isn't just an overnight thing, right? It's over the years you like made these connections, you fostered these connections. So you're bringing that. And the other person, I mean, you don't learn some editing software overnight, but it also takes time to like actually edit something. So,
you know, you gotta accept it as equal, right? You have to
value each person's contributions and their skill set.
Each strength has got equal value.
Or so. You just define it up front, like, okay, this is this, right?
That's another conversation to have.
That's another conversation.
I told you I was dealing with some personal stuff earlier. It was about that. The value that that person feels that they have is not being reflected in what the people that he's presenting himself to. He'd say, I'm this value. Y'all not seeing the value? I can't believe you don't see the value. And it's like, nah, you should have got that handled at the beginning of the journey. But now you're in this situation and you have to handle it, because you could have said what you thought your value was at the beginning, but playing the chess game, sometimes you can't even know what it is until you actually start doing it. You know, it's like, okay, now that I'm doing this job within this thing, I feel like this has a lot more weight than just that over there. So I should get more, because now that I'm doing the job, it still is a lot more intense than just your Rolodex. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to dwell on that, but I'm telling you, that's the kind of stuff you got to get out front of, or it can cause problems later. And you're saying the same thing. It's like that, just define it. Just define it. And that goes into the next tip really well, because what does it say?
It says tip number 4, support the partnership's limitations. So I think that's just going back to like looking at, I mean, A, you look at all of your strengths, but also B, you look at all of your limitations. So when you talk to your partner, you're like, here are my strengths, here are my limitations, and so that everybody knows, like, okay, this is not your strong area, so you may not be like handling that, or if you do, you need some support, right? And like, it's like, oh, okay, well, this activity is not my strength, what do we need to do? Like, is it your strength, the partner's strength, or do you need to hire someone to just do that? And that could be the solution as well, right? Okay, like, neither of us are good at doing X, so we need to hire somebody for that, and not expect that the other partner is going to do it and they're expecting you're going to do it. You're like, well, no one's doing it because neither of us.
Yeah. And just having the mentality between the two of you that if we do have to outsource, that we understand that that's a part of the financial load that we're going to have to bear, because neither one of us can do it. That's only if it's a two partner thing. But if it's like a multiple partners, 3 or 4 or 6, whatever it is, somebody can't do it out of all of us. So somebody have a hookup. Anybody got a hookup? Can you just handle that part because you got the hookup? Okay, none of us got a hookup or anything. Okay, now we're gonna have to outsource. So do we have a limit on how much we want to spend of that together? There's a lot of stuff that happens at that point when you start actually saying what the limitations. Money. What the limitations are might guide you guys down a different hallway, right? Because it's now, okay, now we gotta hire somebody. I don't do videography like that, you know? So I have to outsource that all the time with HTI. And I got friends of mine, though, that deal in that world. And so I try and hit them up sometimes and be like, yo, can you come and shoot it? It depends on the levels. You know what I mean? It might be a professional place, or it might be somebody that got a nice camera that I know. I got to figure out how to outsource this one way or another. But my business partners, I got to be like, we got to give them some money. We got to do something like that. And then the professional thing is like, we got to pay $1,200. That's how much that's going to cost to get this whole thing documented for this day behind the scenes at the studio. You got a professional out there that you had to hire because none of you motherfuckers went to film school. None of you. All 5 of my partners are shit right now because none of you have film experience. I wouldn't have that problem with you, Connie. You have film under your belt and you know people with cameras. I should have you shoot behind the scenes one day with your big camera that you have. That thing is nice. Yeah.
I could shoot behind the scenes. I could do the photos.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, your director eye would be just like, oh, I'm blast at that point because it's so much shenanigans, as you know. So, but I would use that strength as a business partner with Gut. I'd be like, how am I shooting shit? Just like you said earlier, move over art so you're framed better. your lighting sucks. Get a better camera. Those are things that is your lane. So I respect that part from your input into what the gut is. And you do the same with me with audio and just some of the technical stuff. You're like, go on, handle that. Tell me what, tell me when you can't handle that and we'll figure it out together, right? Tell me what your limitations are and we'll figure it out. So we've outsourced to other gig services to get stuff done that either you and I couldn't do, you know? We figured it out. We've done pretty good, damn it. Okay, we got more tips, but I'm just kind of relishing in the fact that we've actually utilized our skills.
Tip on the back.
This is what I do. This is what I do.
Okay, number five, set company and individual goals. So it says the ideal way is to start with what are your company's goals? What do you guys want to achieve? How many viewers do you want? How much money do you want? And how much territory do you want to like distribute at? Whatever. So set your goals. Goals should be measurable. So that's what it says. So it's different than your mission and your vision. That's the big picture stuff. But the goals are like measurable actions. So there's some outcome and it can be measured. So it says you should like set these goals for the company and write them down. And then within the specific areas, then each individual can like set their goals to help match the company goals.
That's good. Like that just makes sense. Like knowing where you're going. We talked about that. You got to know where you're going. It's going to be a weirdo kind of time getting there, but at least know where you're going. You know?
Yeah. And then these should be amongst the partners. They should review and agree on the goals. And then it could be like, okay, now once we set the company goals, then people can set their individual goals to match that.
I agree with that.
And the last part of that says it has to be a commitment. So all the partners have to commit to the goals.
Yeah. The one here, the Teresa and Irina were on a good track with their 2-year old special marketing business. They verbally set company goals, but didn't consider what each would be accountable for in reaching these goals. When they didn't make their goals, they blamed each other and things turned ugly. That's what we're trying to avoid. Things turn ugly. These intimate moments when you're trying to do an idea, it becomes very specific to who the character of the person is that you're working with, what their whole history of what makes them is, you know? You got two individuals that have two individual journeys to get to be who they are, coming together to do one common dream, but those individualities really come to play with certain decision-making processes and certain things where you get to the limitations of things and you're just like, well, I thought that we had an understanding that you did this and you did this wrong and you didn't do this. And like you got, the more you can get that out of the way, the better. When they didn't make their goals, they blamed each other and things turned ugly. Why? Because they didn't even talk about where the goals were. At the beginning, there were no goals stated and where they were going was not stated. So when they got to this point where they ran into problems and they didn't know where they were going, they only had each other to blame. And they certainly did do that. Poor Teresa and Irina. Teresa and Irina aren't friends anymore, people. They broke up.
They didn't write their goals down. They kind of verbally said them, but they didn't write it down. And they didn't agree who was responsible for what part of achieving that goal.
So Teresa and Irina's whole friendship fucked up.
I thought you were doing that.
That's what you got to avoid. Don't get the friendship fucked up over this. You lose a whole human being out of this stuff if you mess around the wrong way. You don't want to lose a whole human being, y'all. You know. It's sad.
No, you don't. It is sad. Number six.
Do you see why I have my breakup topics? Do you see?
It's so easy for things to go awry.
Yes.
Like in any relationship. It's so easy.
And easy for you to be like, fuck that shit. I'm done.
I'm suing you. That's like,
yo, it gets real dirty.
No, don't go there.
we're trying to save y'all. That's all. What's number six?
It says handle disappointments and frustrations and disagreements early.
Master segue. Master segue. You see how we did that? We're just talking about these disagreements turning ugly. We're talking about the turning ugly moments, and it's talking about handle them early on. You're going to bump heads, but it's going to tell you here how you can kind of.
Isn't that cool? It says regularly schedule a sit down to identify how things are going so that good things could be brought up and also issues or potential issues could be brought up. So you're addressing it early on and not waiting till somebody's like so frustrated and angry that it just blows up. And also it isn't like a point the finger at the other person, because it's like, oh, as a team, these things are happening or these things aren't getting done. So how are we going to address it? How are we going to find a solution for it? And I think that's part of
a weekly meeting is what we just started, and it works out because you just end up talking about all kinds of different things. Not only does it air out everything and gives an update, but it also is a catalyst for new things that, you know, will be the future of what your company is going to be. Those weekly meetings are everything. Some people I was talking to, they have one every Tuesday. I'm sure at your company you have a meeting every week, and those things are where you can air out whatever the fuck's wrong, whatever's going on that's right, and actually come up with even new sparks of ideas. So that that's a great tip. And what does it say about handling frustrations when you fight?
I think this other thing is really good, where it's like when things aren't going right, to present a plan on a solution and how things can change. And so this gives everyone an opportunity to give input into the plan and then work towards that change. So it isn't just like people pointing the fingers, like, oh, okay, this is happening, this isn't working, what can we do to fix this or change this moving forward?
So everybody has an opportunity to speak up about their feelings on it without it becoming some,
some
blame all on everybody.
Yeah, it's not like everyone's pointing their finger or blaming the other person. It's like, oh, okay, hey, here's a situation in our company that's not going well. What's our plan? What's the solution?
Yeah, that works. What does it say for the difficult partnerships? The difficult partnerships when it started off good and it ends up bad. How do you approach that? It's difficult to approach a partner sometimes, right? Is that what the
tips for? Well, yeah, I think that's what I'm saying, is like, instead of like making it about your partner and like they're not doing enough or there's an issue, you make it about the issue. Like, hey, somehow these jobs aren't getting done.
I see what you're saying.
What can we do to fix that? And then it's more of a dialogue about, okay, here's the things that need to get done, they're not getting done. So I then understand. The other person can either step up and say they're going to do them, or like, hey, let's go hire someone or whatever. And so it's not like a personal attack.
Well, what if you're like, just is that going to work? Because now I get what you're saying. That's brilliant advice. And I would say this: what if your thing is that you're started off like super strong, and there's little things that are happening that are deteriorating the relationship? Are you saying that those weekly meetings, you should address those things that are starting to bug you?
If you're having weekly meetings, then it's a forum for things to be discussed rather than it just building up, right? And so and I don't think that in the beginning, like, I think it's when things aren't discussed that at some point it becomes like a tipping point where somebody blows up and they start blaming the other person. But I think if you kind of take a step back, and instead of blaming the other person, it's more about like, okay, well, what needs to get done to get to our goals? Are you still, and the discussion could be like more like, hey, are we still committed to these goals, or are they changing?
Right.
If they're changing, we need to talk about it and change them. But if not, if we're still agreeing that these are the goals, then, and we're not making the goals, well, what do we need to do to change to like make those goals? And so then it's more of a discussion versus like a, you're doing this, you're not doing that kind of thing.
Nice. You broke that down for me like fractions. Thank you very much. Because I was a little slow on that one. I was like, wait a minute, how come when I'm mad though, how am I supposed to handle that? You're like, this is the point, Art. You're supposed to have a meeting to break it down, and you're supposed to have these meetings so that it doesn't build up. You don't want it to build up like that. You want to be able to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, because the goal isn't to be angry, and the goal isn't to like cut the other person.
Sometimes it is.
Because that's not your business goal. Your business goal is like, this is where we want to be professionally. This is how much money we want to make. This is da 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 da. And so it's like, well, the eyes on the prize. That's what I do when I get upset at work, and someone's being all like, I'm like, oh, I can't deal with you being like that. I got to keep my eyes on the goal. And the goal is not to let some other person like upset my day.
Oh no. That's very, very evolved of you. I might be coming at him, bro. You wanna go? We gonna go today? You ever hear that term? Not today. Not today. That's where it came from. that one day you didn't want to take that very high approach that you have. It's like, I got time today. Let's go.
You done fucked up.
Let's go. You know those days happen. Don't y'all out there listening? You know those days. They caught you on the wrong one. Got to let the expletives fly. No, don't ever do that. We're going to teach you how to do these things where you just breathe. We have many breathing moments.
Well, that's what we do, Art and I, when we're like getting at it. We're like, it's time out. Just breathe. Three deep breaths. I'm like, Art, just breathe. Go. Into your diaphragm. Hold it for 3 seconds.
She's better at that than me, but you know, I come from that family. It's not today, Satan. Not today. I'm dealing with it. And I had you all year up in here. I guess that is some black shit, ain't it? It sounds like I shouldn't put a color on it, but it's mostly black people. Like, not today, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan. You done caught me on the wrong day. I can't believe you got me in this mood. I'm about to lay into you. Don't do that. Anyone listening, breathe. Breathe. That's the elevated evolved way. Like I said, Connie's much better, but I'm getting there. If she's paying attention to me, I'm getting there. Yeah, there it is. She's breathing now. You can't hear her, but she's breathing now.
You can see me breathing.
You can tell, yeah. If you're looking at our YouTube channel, which you should be doing and subscribing, you will see her breathing, which is zen in itself. I think we got one more.
Number 7, define job roles for each partner, including accountability.
Mm-hmm.
So write your job description down and what your role is and what you're supposed to be doing. So like everyone can see it. You don't forget what, like you don't go off going, oh, I thought I was supposed to be doing that. Oh, I was supposed to be doing that. My bad.
Oops, yeah. Sorry. Yep. What is your defined role? What are you supposed to be doing? That's huge.
Yeah. Like, what's the job title? What's the role? And what are the responsibilities and actions that role is supposed to do? So,
We did position contracts. Is that the similar position contracts? Like, where everybody that was going to be involved saying, that this is your title and explaining what you think you should do. That's what we did. I guess it's the same thing. Like,
yeah,
position contract.
Poorly when it's not clear. Like in my company, job titles weren't really clear, and people got hired and were like, "We're gonna define your role as we go."
It's oh. Like,
what?
Oh.
Okay.
How does that work?
Not good. Because then people are all upset because we were like, I thought I was doing that. Oh, you're doing that. I thought
oh,
I was
shit.
For that. Then you're like button heads. And then all of a sudden there's other things where no one's doing it. You're like, well, who's supposed to do that? And like everyone's like, I don't know. Wasn't on my job description, but not that as an excuse, but it's like, but then it just creates like ambiguity. And then people start filling in the gaps, like, oh, I'm doing that. Now you're doing that. And then all of a sudden the responsibilities get all mushed.
Right. And I guess with any kind of, if it's your first time starting your business up from the ground, or if it's a startup of any kind, you're going to have these ambiguous moments, but it's better to start with just everybody saying what they think they're supposed to be doing and what they think their job title is within the organization. Get that out on the table so everybody's talking and be like, oh shit, I had that on my list too. Let me get that out of there. I don't got to do that shit. That's what.
Well, yeah, because you don't want to be doubling up on stuff and like, yeah. You're doing that, I'm doing that, also we're like, oh, we're both doing the same thing. Like, no.
Yeah.
That's a waste. And then there's this other thing that no one was handling. So that fell through the cracks.
Right. You're like,
oh, whoops. Yeah.
Because everybody's saying, I thought you got that. And then the finger pointing starts.
What your roles are and what you're supposed to be accountable for and what you're supposed to deliver.
Well, these are hella, I mean, like these are like the ones that you learn by doing. Like sometimes when we get into these articles, sometimes I disagree with a lot of these steps. That's why I like going through them as well. I'll be like, that's some bullshit. Because I actually do this entrepreneurial thing from the ground up like a struggler. And I'm going to tell you it's not like that. But this is actually it. This is a lot of stuff that I had to learn by like a knucklehead way, by hard-headed mess ups. I screwed up so bad. I'm like, I should have done this, should have done that. These tips are some of the things that I've learned. Like, I should have done it this way. I should have done it that way. I've got the policy now. If everybody I going to be hiring to do stuff with or work with us, I used to want that family connection. It's an arm's length now. It's like, I got to be able to fire you and not lose a wink of sleep over it. I got to be able to disagree with you and not have a tear shed over it. I got to have an arm's length. You can't just be up in my mix. You can't be up in my whole shit, because I start to develop heartstrings. I used to just want everything to be a kumbaya family moment. Everybody I wanted to be like, yeah, all of us give a fuck at the same level, don't we? Yes, sure, it's my company, but it's your company too. Don't you see how us together are gonna win? They're like, man, if you don't just pay me to do your shit, I got my own shit I'm trying to do, but you're trying to bring them into this kumbaya, and then it starts to be this whole thing. So you just bring people in. That's the one thing I've learned.
Thing is, then they're like, if it goes, it's your success. They're just getting paid to do their job. So they're like, well, I'm not an equity partner in this. Like, unless you're giving them equity.
That's what it is. And there's certain people that I got that with. Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. But anybody that you don't have that with, that's a different thing. So Masaki's different than somebody I'm hired on an outsource thing. You know, there is equity for people that have been there from the ground up. And there's other people that we outsource. I still wanted to be kumbaya. No, don't do that shit. I mean, all of these tips that you said and found are just pretty much, I've lived and learned a lot of them. That's all I'm saying. I've learned a lot with you. I swear, you're such a great, I mean, you went to one of the best business schools ever, but you brought a lot of perspective in that way towards me. And I've actually benefited from it internally and externally, you know, just even protocol etiquette and strategy, the way you move. I've been in our folders. I've seen the things you've set up. I know what the hell it is, you know, and that's something I don't do that, you know. It's great to have a person like you to have the stuff, the strengths I don't have. You know what I mean? I appreciate that shit. So I think we're doing okay, but I learned a lot of these knucklehead moments for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff you do that I don't do.
You don't do. Yeah. Either we don't do them or we don't do them well. Either way.
Did you listen to this? I'm like, no, I've learned. I just trust you.
We had to learn that about each other. I'd be like, what? Okay. But the adaptability of that moment and just accepting it and not pointing fingers and saying, you know, because we both want to win. We want to win together. We know exactly what we've agreed on, and we're going to get there. And I got to admire what you bring to the table, and you got to do the same for me. That respect is felt, and it helps keep the fire going to want to push further, to go forward. If somebody ain't feeling appreciated, man, that sucks, man. You're like, it just sucks, and I feel appreciated.
Yeah, because I know I couldn't do this by myself.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I could not do the stuff that you do at the level you do it.
So I'm like, same over here. So we got lucked up. I think it was going to happen like this, because we started off on Get Up Songs, and it just kind of was. We did this right. So I love this, and I hope it helps everybody just kind of start off on the right foot. Look at the link below. Damn it. Look at it, click on it, look at this shit. It can help you. We're telling you the stuff to do. You gotta just be proactive and click on the link. Please do it and start your stuff off right.
Like, subscribe, listen.
Yeah, we're just trying to have some fun, laugh, and help you. That's not such a bad thing. Golly. Oh. So anyway, I appreciate it, y'all. We appreciate y'all. You know what it is. I'm Art.
I'm Connie. And this is the Get Up Team podcast with our right. And
what?
Don't be a sleep sheet.
Yeah, eat a little sunshine for breakfast. Try it. You'll like it. Peace.